Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Good, good, good.
Yes, it is warm. And finally, I you know, other people don't like it.
I'm here in 90.
I like it when it gets up there, especially that, you know, from, you know, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Dang, there were some good mornings this last week on Badger for sure. We've got with us Mr. Mike Denslow, our in-house lending specialist. Mike, how's things going with you?
It's good. It's still busy. I'm sure we're going to talk about the transition that we're going through right now. Kids
yes.
are getting out of school and
absolutely
everything that goes along with that. So that's in full swing. Yeah, weather's great. Weather's not an obstacle for
yes.
people looking at homes. And,
absolutely.
And so, yeah, all is good in my world.
Fantastic. Well, we always like to lead in and start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. Now, instead of a specific house, I picked up on an article and a trend on what is happening. And so when we see things that are driven by technology that change the way our homes are built, it's always interesting. So now one of the things is a lot of times people want a home theater in their house, or maybe they want an indoor lap pool, or maybe there's a room where you want to climb Mount Everest. Now,
Lance, I mean, McKay and I are looking at each other like, what are you talking about?
That's what I thought when I started getting into the article, but all of this can happen if you have a virtual reality room in your house.
I was going to say a 3D virtual reality Mount Everest.
You're exactly right. So what's happening is a lot of architects in new design are starting to incorporate a virtual reality room into houses. And they don't have to be super huge. Some of them can just be like a 12 by 12, almost like
a bedroom,
like a bedroom size. But they are, the higher end virtual realities are still tethered. And so, you know, they're incorporating power in for that space for a large computer or CPU. For me, I think they would need some padding because I have a tendency to walk around and run into
all the Mount Everest news lately. Does it come included with the overcrowding and all the garbage?
I think in virtual reality it is supposed to. So yes, you might be dodging people up and down.
Excuse me, I'm on my way to the summit.
So people might not believe this, but this is the first time hearing Lance talk about this. And it's funny because I watched the movie on a plane last year, Ready Player One, which is all about virtual reality.
Yes.
And I now have a PlayStation with the virtual reality. And we were playing a game, and my wife punched a wall and may or may not have bloodied her knuckle. So I know, and she almost punched my son because you got the virtual reality thing on and you're in a fight and whatever. And
no idea.
Yeah. And it's funny you're bringing this up because, yeah, listeners, this is the first time hearing of it. But yeah, we do have it. It's in our workout room, and it's not big enough.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be really interesting as these things start to pop up and you see the design standards. It really can, what's cool about it, you can take a small space, but, you know, as the technology evolves, it can give you the feeling of having a much larger space.
It is. I'm telling you, Lance, you got to come over and check this out because there are a few different games that we have where, I mean, you can get nauseous because of heights.
Yeah.
You can be driving a car really fast and feel that. It's incredible. And it's only going to get better.
So there you have it. Technology driving architectural changes. So that is our crazy national real estate story of the week. We always like to kind of couple that with a more specific to our community, what's happening real estate story. And in my research, you know, a lot of times we talk about, and we've talked about on the show before, where are people coming from? Why are they moving here? Our price appreciation, I just don't get it, Lance. And how long can this continue? So as we dig into that and research more and more, and I'm on a ton of different real estate websites and podcasts, and I was with a bunch of agents this last week from all over the country. And one of the things that we're very, very lucky to have in our area that you sometimes don't realize is I went back and last year, United Van Lines they have an annual national mover study. And they look at the top states nationwide that they moved people from. And moved people to. So where are people leaving and where are they going to? Well, when we look at the top states that they moved people to, Washington is number 7 on that list.
Wow.
And then there was a second list that I pulled data out of. Business Week released an article that was the same census data. And there's a little bit of conflicting reports. They had Washington at number 4. And so when you look at that, somewhere in that range of 4, 5, 6, 7, Washington is one of the top states out of
50.
All 50 that people are moving to. So then it starts to make sense. Okay, like, you know, now we're also, you know, sometimes they say, you know, the rising tide raises all ships. Well, some of those people are going to Seattle and stuff, but this is such a large statistical trend that Washington is becoming the benefit of that. And also, a lot of our neighbors on that list, number 2, Oregon was number 2 on that list. Idaho, number 3. Nevada, wow. Number 4. And then you have Arizona, number 5. And so it was really interesting, too. I had done all of this research for the show, and we got back from Memorial Day weekend, and I was saying hi to people in the offices, and you know, I talked to one of my agents, and I was like, well, hey, how was your trip? And he had been down to Albuquerque, and he goes, oh, it was great, but while we were there, we swung over to Tucson because we're looking 15 years down the road and where we want to have a retirement home. We might buy one sooner and then rent it out until we're ready. And so then I did the study, and it talked about Arizona and why people were moving there, and kind of went into some of that detail. So really, really interesting that we're the benefit of a national trend. Now you've got, where are they coming from? Really interesting. A lot of what they call the Rust Belt and where people are moving out of. Number 1, New Jersey, largest number of people leaving. Illinois, huge one. Connecticut, another one. New York, another one. And then Kansas and Ohio. So you have a lot of that Rust Belt manufacturing, where those were the top states that they had done moves out of. So really, really interesting when you start to look at that data. And then when you dig into some of the details and you talk about it, like Washington, Oregon, and even Arizona, a lot of the things that were top on the list for the survey is new job opportunities. So high employment. And you look at a state like Washington and Oregon and Arizona, a lot of innovation, a lot of tech companies there driving that. Decent weather, you know, on a week where we looked at dealing with, unfortunately, tornadoes and, you know, and hurricanes through the different states. You know, we don't get a lot of that extreme weather here.
Humidity
in the Northwest.
There's another one. Humidity.
Humidity is another one. So you get a lot of people for active lifestyle, job opportunities. Mm-hmm. And then the next two big ones that they put was closer family connections and retirement. And so that is really driving a lot of the nation's move demographics, if you want to call it that, and what's going on right now. And in Washington, we're a benefit of that. And when you look around the Tri-Cities, you've got, other than, you know, a couple weeks you can point out here and there, we really get 4 mild seasons. You know, there's not a lot. I mean, let's take February out of our mind, Mike. I see Mike, you know, eyes
I was thinking July.
Back.
I was thinking July with the 100. Yes. You know, so, I mean, so it's a pretty nice summer.
We do get, pretty nice summer, but we do take out 3 or 4 weeks here and there. And our extremes just are not like some of the other states that they deal with. So really kind of fun to see those articles and see why people are moving and then incorporate that into what's going on with our local real estate market. Speaking of what's going on with that and getting ready for summer, one of the things that I wanted to talk about this week, and we're starting to get that call, and here we're coming up on grad weekends, and congratulations to all the graduates
out there. I knew it. I knew this was coming. Okay.
Yeah. And so people are starting to make that decision. A lot of people, I mean, just speaking of grads, number one is you more than likely, I mean, hopefully for your sake, you've got to kid leaving the house. And so what happens is that starts to free up some room and people start to make those decisions of, hey, we did what we wanted to do. We got our kids through school and now we can move to where we want to move. And for the same reason, for instance, someone said, I might have said, we're going to stay there until Joe or Sally is done with high school. And then once they're done, we've really always been wanting to live in that community over in Pasco or that community over in Kennewick. And now we're in Richland or vice versa. And so now that school's done and they don't have to worry about boundaries or proximity, you'll see a lot of people put their homes on the market early summer so that they can make that move. Now, flip the coin to the other side.
Lance, is just what I was going to say is that I've had several families that had kids in the 3, 4, 5, 6 range, added another baby, and now they're like, okay, school, you know, our kindergartner or our first grader is getting done with school. Let's close now because now we're out of space and it's time to do a move up.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll see that that summer is a big time where people like to do that. So that's one reason why we see a lot of activity over the course of the next 40 days. It's generally a very, very busy market here in the Tri-Cities. We see a lot of great inventory come on, and then we see a lot of buyers ready to look at that inventory. I mean, I look back at, you know, my life and what we've done, and I remember very, very candidly that we were in a section of town that worked great for us in Kennewick and our kids weren't in school and it wasn't a priority. But man, we got closer to school age and then we're like, oh, wow. You know, also a lot of our family lives on the other side of town. And man, it would be really helpful if they could help pick the kids up from school occasionally and do this. And so then when it got to that time, man, just us specifically, and I always try to say in our business, what would I do or what would I want to have done? And we were that same couple that said, gosh, okay, we need to be in this specific area now. And so really, you know, spent, you know, a year in advance and a couple years actually in our case, kind of mapping out where can we be, where do we want to be, and then when that came available, being able to make that change. And so one of the cool things you can do is the school websites, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, all have very, very good sections on their websites that show the boundaries for the school. And what you can do is you can open up that site, and then you can open up our website, and you can do a map search, kind of overlay the boundaries. If you're looking for a very specific school or district that you want to be in, you can draw that map around that area of town that you want to be in, match those up, and then start to receive listings when new homes come on the market for that area.
Another thing, Lance, I was just thinking of, I'm trying to think of all the people that I've talked to in the last couple of weeks, and I've got 4 retiree families moving here, 2 from Oregon, 2 from Western Washington. And they all got under contract in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
It was funny because, you know, you deal with a lot of different types of people, and then all of a sudden it was just like retired, you know. And I just got another one of the contracts yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like,
yeah,
it's happening.
I mean we've got an aging population and a good, you know, we've got kind of that bubble coming through, and this is a great area. A lot of people here are retired. We've got the sunshine, the golf courses, and they're making those decisions. So those are some of the factors we're seeing right now. We're coming up on our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike a little bit about a lending update, and then also we just got back from a conference for the top teams in the nation, and I'm going to give some takeaways for real estate in the next 3 years from that conference
right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. While we were off on break, McKay is like, do you realize today's June 1st, Lance? Mm-hmm. And one more month and we're halfway through the year. And I was like, McKay, come on. Give me a break here. Like, that's crazy. It does seem like it came fast, though. Yeah, I mean, once it got here, here we go. Well, we always like to check in and get a great update from Mike Denslow on the lending side. And before the break, Mike, you kind of talked about, you know, a lot of loans recently, working with clients from all different stages of life, from new families to retirement. And what do we need to know about what's going on in lending right now?
Options. There are lots of options out there. And what I'm always going to come back to is, for as long as I've been doing this show, is ask questions. And people sometimes say, I don't know what to ask. Okay, well, let's start a conversation. And we need to talk. What do I need to know? Okay, well, let's talk about credit. Let's talk about income. Let's talk about assets for down payment. Figuring out what the hot buttons are. Well, I'm working on my credit. Okay, well, what's wrong with it? You know, the tough questions. Oh, my income's down a little bit, but I'm getting a raise. Or my assets are down, but I'm selling this. And I had a guy that said, oh, I'm just going to pull some money off my credit card for the down payment. Oh, well, actually, you can't do that.
You're right.
But
stop
again,
right there.
But again, without the dialogue, without the conversation, those things just don't come up. And that's why I like to talk to people on the phone, meet with people as well, but just talking to people rather than doing the online application. I mean, people can do it. I mean, you can definitely do it, but it just doesn't flesh out all of the possible things. I mean, I'm a detective. I am a loan officer detective is what I am. And I'm like, oh, well, what about this? What about this? And, oh, there's just so many things that people don't think to bring up that I'm looking for. Why is it a strong loan application, and what are the weaknesses? And let's address those weaknesses so that we don't have problems. So you can go out and look at a house. You have a good idea what that payment's going to be. You have a good idea about how much money is needed. And it happens all the time. The people that are proactive are the people with the quickest success stories.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point, Mike. I mean, I feel like you were actually at the conference I was at last week. So last week we had to run an encore show. Appreciate McKay jumping in and doing that. So Karen and I, we're always a couple times a year, we get together with, we take kind of the top real estate team in every metro market across the U.S. And we get together and we bring in some experts and we talk about making our businesses better and share best practices with each other and mastermind about that. And so I'd written down three things from the conference to talk about on the radio show on the future of our business and what people have responded that they're wanting. And I mean, you pretty much nailed it. The third point that I had written down was communicating with people, because in today's world of, you know, artificial intelligence and bots that respond automatically, or you're on a website and it something pops up and says, Lance, can I help you? those can help facilitate the communication, but rarely do they get the communication across. And I love how you said that detective point because there's when you have that conversation with people and you're an actual physical person that cares about what's happening and kind of humbly implementing that communication, you're going to find out things that people need and want. And that is through being a detective and through communicating through that. But I had written down that communication with people, and just you just said it, my sub point in that category was speed matters. How fast can you get something out? Convenience matched with speed will win every time.
There's a good balance there. Yeah, too fast is too fast, and too slow is too slow. You got to have a balance of getting that information. I've got a success story of a client that reached out to me. Oh, we want to buy this house. We found it, but we haven't even listed our house or sold it yet. But, you know, we think we can buy this house. So I was like, oh, that's nice that you think it.
Yeah. Yes. Now let's see if you can.
Exactly. And we went through those steps, and we even went through a plan B of, okay, well, what if our house doesn't sell? How much money do we need to buy this house? And can we qualify with both payments? All of those things. We did that a month ago. Okay. Wow. And in the past week, they had previously got that house under contract contingent. They listed their house, they sold their house, and now we're moving forward.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, you know, what I say is, when I put my head on the pillow, I'm going to go to sleep. I don't want to worry about all of these different things. Oh, wow. Well, I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell my loan officer, Mike, that, oh, I had a bankruptcy a few years ago.
Right.
Oh, I didn't tell him that I co-signed on a loan for my kids' student loans. You know,
do I know? Have I given them all the information they need to do their job?
Exactly. Because we don't. The surprises in the mortgage world typically aren't good.
Typically are not good. I know what you mean, and I feel the exact same way on the real estate side of things.
So be proactive, start the conversation, be honest, and things have a way of working out.
Mike, that's good information. Well, we already now have gone over point number three that I took away from being with these superstars. Point number one that we wrote down and took away was really investing in the technology of your business. So one of the big things we do that really increases online traffic and views is we have it's can be linked to, we talked at the beginning of the show about virtual reality, and that's another way you can view this, but we have these special 3D Matterport cameras that we've invested in, and it does take a lot of time to shoot a house, and this camera, we actually move it to generally on average between 20 to 26 different locations throughout the house. And what it is doing is that camera spins on the tripod and it takes exact measurements and pictures in a 360 degree view. And then you move it to the next point. And over the course of all these points, what it does then is it stitches together the floor plan of the entire house and allows you then to navigate and walk through the house as if you were actually there walking through it. So it's a big time investment on our part. Sometimes we're spending, you know, people used to have the house photographed. And so you would come out and you would photograph the house, and that might be a 30-minute process. Or if it was really long, it might be an hour and a half. But now we're spending up to 5 hours at a house getting it, just preparing the virtual walkthrough and the photography. Now, why are we doing this? Because we know for our sellers and for our buyers that you are 33% more likely to have a potential buyer click on that property when it has some sort of moving video or 3D property.
I was going to say advanced technology more than the rest.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, in fact, it was a substantial investment. And in the beginning, we did this, you know, months ago. In fact, we were approaching years. And now they've upgraded upgraded the camera, and actually why we were at the conference, we ordered a second one, you know, a newer one. And now that allows us just to do it for more and more homes that are out on the market. And it's becoming much, much more of a standard, but also an advantage for you.
Well, it's a high-end standard that you guys offer.
Absolutely.
I mean, it might be a standard at your office.
At our office, yes. But absolutely, it's something that we want to offer and offer more people. And so investing in that technology is absolutely huge. And we previously talked about communication, and that just always been a staple of what we do. Before we wrap up, though, I know inventory is still an issue. It's still fast moving. I've got a great pick three here real quick to get through. 785 Meadows Drive South in Richland. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath Rambler in the Heights at Meadow Springs. 2,742 square feet. Ron Osmus built home. Absolutely amazing, comfortable style and flow. Great room with a stone surround fireplace, custom built-ins, tray ceiling with lighting, beautifully designed gourmet kitchen, quartz counters, large island, split bedroom design. You have a true master retreat with a fireplace in the master, dual sink vanities, awesome walk-in shower. I mean, this house is very, very dialed in, high-end. That's 4-bedroom, 3-bath, all on one level, $569.9. Absolutely gorgeous home. Pick number two, 3305 South Button in Kennewick. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath that's in Shadow Run, walking distance to schools, parks, 1918 square feet. Great layout. You get a formal dining room, gas fireplace, spacious kitchen, laminate wood floors, main level master that has a slider out to the patio. Awesome master. Laundry room and half bath also on the main level. And then upstairs, you have 3 secondary bedrooms. Great neighborhood. Priced at $290,000. So that's a great price point for Shadow Run. Pick number three, off to Pasco, 5511 Coolidge Court. Another, today was the day of Ramblers. Another Rambler, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. All of our Ramblers today, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. West Pasco, cul-de-sac location, 2390 square feet, formal living room, formal dining, awesome big island in the kitchen, stainless steel appliances, built-in oven, awesome pantry, split bedroom design here also. So you got the master on one side, the other bedrooms on the other side. Gorgeous bathroom with corner soaking tub, awesome tiled shower, tons of custom upgrades, accent lighting in the kitchen, in-wall speakers for surround sound, 9-foot walls and vaulted ceilings, and RV parking. And that's priced at $315,000.
Wow.
So we're putting on some of that awesome, awesome summer inventory. If you've been out in the market and you're ready to get back in, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, and we would love to show you some of these great properties. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.